Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah, and I'm a Beis. Nitma Shalim, Orubo, Sarfin Oso Lifnei HaBira. Rashi points out that the Bira is Kol HaMikdash, Kulo Karei Bira. So that's where you do it. But Me Atzei HaMaracha. The Gemara will have a long dion about the Atzei HaMaracha. Nitma Mi'uto, if it's just a Mi'ut, not the whole thing, or just the regular case of Nosar, Lo Sosir Menu Ad Boker, Ma Nosir Menu Ad Boker, Ba Eish Tisrofu. Sarfin oso bechatzer sehen o al gago sehen me atse atzman. So there are two distinctions: not lifnei abira, not in the mikdash, but outside of the mikdash, and not me atse maracha, but me atse atzman. Hatzikanin, people who are mitzaros haayin, right? They're very concerned about finances. Sarfin oso lifnei habira bishviol lehanos me atse maracha. So the fascinating thing is that we allowed that. We could say that no, you know, you can't use the atse maracha for the purposes that you're unwilling to. Spend a little bit of money on, you know, Eitzim, especially if, you know, this is your fault, but we'll get into that in a little bit. So my time, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, kedei levayishan. So why do we require them to do Sreifa, lifnei habira, me'atzei hamaracha? Because if they were careless with Kachim, so, again, we live in a society where, you know, people are loath to use these kinds of tactics ever. But Busha, even though, again, Mutav, you know, Shayashlich Adam Atzma Lesoch Kibshan Eish, while Yabin Pechavir Barabim. We'll see that this daf has a very fascinating dialectic about the topic of Busha, but Kedei Levayishan, that people are deserving on some level of having to take accountability, and it's going to be unpleasant to have to show up at the Bira and, you know, Me'atzeh Maracha, but hopefully they'll learn something from the experience. Busha, when it's vindictive, is unacceptable. Lo sikom velo sitor, but busha, when it's hopefully, you know, rehabilitating, is critical. Tosvos near atam mishum delay beis den mas neleim lefisha his kikul the sorfel if neyabira kedei levaisho lo hitzrichu lahaviyetsim mishalo viyachol lehenos mishal hektish. So why isn't this a din meila? Right, if you could theoretically do it elsewhere, how does kedei levaisho help? So lev bezdin is mas neleim. We'll see a chilek later in Tosvos where lev bezdin can possibly be mas ne. And I think it's really fascinating. This is the first indication of a critical dialectic in the discussion, right? Because on the one hand, it's kedei levayishan, but we don't have to, you know, add insult to injury. So we're not saying that, oh, you know, once we're going to be mevayishu, we're also going to make you, you know, carry your own eitzim, you know, to the mikdash. So, you know, just like him leib derabamine, there's a kind of an understanding that there can't be double jeopardy. Now, what about the people who are just, you know, stingy? Hatzikanin. So Rashi says, v'chein b'tzikanin, Tosa says rather, v'chein b'tzikanin hisnu kimochein, v'lo l'kol, d'mitoch tziknusan hayu nibnaim l'sorfo, v'asyu l'idei ha'feira. So it wasn't so much that we were, like, you know, compassionate for these people, but Chazal recognized, you know, mutav, that we would sacrifice a little bit in terms of, you know, the atzei maracha, rather than these people saying, you know what, you know, I'm so stingy, I'm not going to burn this, and then they could really come to a very serious avera, whether it was nosar or tameh, etc. Lav kares v'davka b'tzikanin o b'achsanai k'nei mina b'gemara da'asu k'tzikanin. Right, aval adam acher lo ve'afilu demand leislei perikam d'shvuas lebez and masnei leim hani mida b'korbanos de'kedusha k'kedusha asaguf abe kedusha asdamim kulei alma modu. So everybody accepts that when it comes to kedusha asdamim, lebez and masne is sufficient. Okay, so nimtza mi'uto. So then you go home and it's reifa me atzei hamaracha ureminhu v'chein mishayatza mirushalayim v'niskar sheish biado basar kodesh. Right, person who leaves Yerushalayim and now he remembers that he has a little bit of basar kodesh on him is a miut. Sim avert sofim sarfo bimekomo v'im lav chozer v'sarfo lifnei abira me'atzei amarocha. So Amar of Cham Barukva lokashia kan b'achsenai kan bebal habayis. The achsenai, again, we treated liberally. The bal habayis, we're going to not have the same compassion. Rashi says kan b'achsenai she'en lo eitzim sarfo me'atzei amarocha. Masnisim abal habayis, that we're going to make him, you know, use his own. So Papa Amar Havaha Beachsanai kan shehechzik baderech kan shelo hechzik baderech. So if he wasn't machzik baderech yet, let him use the atzei maracha. But if he already started down the derech, Rav Papa's view is let him bring mishalo. Rav Zvid Amar lolam kedar meikara kan beachsanai kan bebal habayis. As Toso said, foreshadowed, it's not atzikan and sarfano, so litne habira, bishvil lehanos, me atse hamaracha. Tanurabanan, bo le sarfo bechatzor seva me atse hamaracha in shomin lahem. You can't bring the atse hamaracha, right, outside of the mikdash. Litne habira me atse atzman in shomin lahem. Bishlam me atse hamaracha bechatzor chesem in shomin lahem. Dilma faishan minayu vasu buli de takala, could be takala smi'ila. My time below. So why can't you bring your own? It's not like chulin lazara. It's not a korban. So why can't you bring your own firewood? So Rav Yosef Amar shol levayish es mishein lo. Again, another fascinating dialectic. The whole institution is gedei levayishan, but there's a limit to busha. As I said, busha which is vindictive is not acceptable. So busha which is unrelated to the chait, you know, namely the fact that the person happens to be indigent, who was a little bit careless with kachim. So we're not going to penalize this. 1 second. This is coming in. Okay, so the fact that this person is indigent and he doesn't, you know, have anything that will enable him to afford to bring his own eitzim is unrelated to the aveira, and so, you know, we don't want to be mevayish misha ein lo, and that's why we're not going to have people bring their own wood, into the mikdash. So again, we're going to be mevayish them; they have to show up according to Rav Yosef, but we're going to try to protect anybody who's indigent in this situation by not making distinctions between people who can't afford firewood and people who can. Now, you're probably, you know, sitting here, you American young men, thinking, you know, like, who can't afford a little bit of firewood? People in Europe, mamish, couldn't afford firewood. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, when they stopped paying his salary in his rabbanos, they paid him in firewood. At least he should have something. That was his salary, was firewood. Rabbanim today could learn something from that, you know, when they're busy negotiating for their, whatever. Anyway, what the Rabbanim in Europe used to, ma'ani b'china mafatem, you know, firewood. That was literally the parnasa. Okay. Good. So Rav Yosef Amar shel levayish es mishein. Rav Amar b'bnei ha-chashad. There's a chashad that's involved. My veinayu, ike veinayu, de aisi kani v'charyusa de lo chazi l'maracha. That if a person would bring kani v'charyusa that are not ro'i for the maracha, that's not the kind of eitzim that you could possibly use in the maracha. So there's no chashad that people are going to use chulin for the atzei maracha, but we still would be concerned. Levayish es misha enlo. It's not hasam. Rosh ha'mamad ha'yamam midas etzmeim al shara mizrach. Again, they would parade them a little bit. So my time, Rav Yosef k'dei levayish, and Rav Amar mipnei ha'chashad. That people should realize that the reason that they're coming in is for purposes of burning that which was kadshim that then became pasul. So my benayu kebenayu mefanki. People who are Mifunak, people who do not engage in malacha in general, inami dekagadil shishura. So Rashi explains what the situation is, that when there were kohanim that happened to be tamei, they should be subjected to a little bit of busha for not being careful in terms of, you know, their responsibilities to Klal Yisrael. Yasim bukitora ve'apecha ve'chalil mizbechecha. And so that's Rav Yosef Shita, L'Shita, so Kedei Levayishan. Rava Shita was that people are going to be choshed then, that the reason they're not showing up to Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that it's in the Shar HaMizrach, is that they're too busy making money. Right, they're too busy, they don't want to leave work to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't pay as much. They don't want to take a day off of work. So, mivnei achashad, if they're tamei, we want to protect their reputation in that way. So, ike benayo mifanki, if people are mifunak, they don't do malacha in general, but nobody's going to suspect them of, not wanting to do the avodah because of their work ethic or the desire to make money. So, only if you hold of... Levaishan, are you going to parade them in that case? Or, Rashi says, the kagadil shishura. So what's that case? Rashi explains, mafshile chavalim shi umnas kalo schare ma'at, doesn't pay very much, and b'negadim chashudin shi achil milavo lavoda mibnei bitol melacha zo. If we know that they're in this field, that they just kind of lay out chavile pishtan, it's an umnus kalo, and in such a situation... nobody's going to be choshe them that they're skipping out in avodas beis hamikdash, so that they can, collect their very small, rubles, for the day. But again, if you hold kedei levayshan that they should be, subjected to some busha for not being, careful. I'll read the lashon Rashi kedei levayshan shaloni zarim letami v'arei avodas shel machar haisam mutalas aleihen v'hayilan nizar. They should have been much more careful. They should take their avoda seriously, especially because they're betraying, their fraternity. Kohanim's reason, hey, how can they behave this way? Tosvos, Mamedes Atmeim Beshar HaMizrach. So, what are we talking about exactly? So Rashi said, HaMemun Al-Kach Mamedes Atmeim Shal Beis Av V'chol Boker Beshar HaMizrachi Knisas Kol Adam Lahar Abayis, where people would enter the Har Abayis. So Tosa says, "Afilu b'tumas kiri and ma'ir." Even here, the high shara mizrach and mishara ezras nashim. Avagav damer perakamadi v'amos v'chamadochti tful yom enu nichlas machan alavia. We know the equivalent of machan alavia is har habayis, right? The machan eshchina is the azara. Machan alavia is har habayis. But now Tosfos qualifies. We spent a lot of time on that before. Lo b'chol machan alavia kamar lo me'ezras nashim v'lifnim. Dachimuchach v'masach tekelim tani asam. So as long as that they're at the entrance to the Ezras Noshim, that's where they should be, the Balei Kiryan. So Rashi talked about at the entrance to Har Abayis. It sounds like this could be a little bit of a Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, basically, they're not going to be in the Machan Leviyah, they're not going to be on Har Abayis. Tosas says they can be on Har Abayis, but they can't enter into the Ezras Noshim. Okay, so point of difference between Rashi and Tosas. So again, if you want the, nakar klalza biyadcha, we are mevayish people, whether it's kohanim who aren't punctilious with respect to their avoda, or individuals who aren't punctilious with respect to their kachim, but we don't add insult to injury. We don't, say, if you're poor, we're going to try to embarrass you more, right? Chas v'shalom. We don't try to say, like Tosas pointed out, once you're ready, Mevayishu, to bring you back, we should double down and say, bring your own Eitzim, so you have to lug them all the way. It's sort of an echo, Utivacho Mecharo, so it's Chamisha, for a Bakar, and Arba for the Seh. And remember, I think, I can't remember if it's Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, but the Gemara says, so why is it for Arba for the Seh and Chamisha for the Bakar? You could say, oh, because the Bakar is worth more. But anybody remember what the Gemara says? That when it comes to the Seh, Avi?
You don't have to carry it back.
The Seh, a person would be, carry it. So he already sustained some busha, so we don't need to, bang him over the head anymore, right? It's a fine balance. So again, we're very careful about malbim te chavero berabim, but there are certain standards that we have to, insist upon as a tzibur. Mishnah Pesach shiato shenitma yisarev miyad. So up until now, let's just review the klal. There's no sreifas kachim on Yom Tif. You could do it before Yom Tif. You could do it on Chol HaMoed. One. Two, when do we have Sreifa Miyad versus Iber Tzura? Remember, we talked about that issue. It was an issue of Bizayon Kachim. So the question was whether it was Psulo Begufo or not. So we're going to meet that there are multiple Tanoim who hold that even when it comes to Pigul and Osar and fundamental, absolutely fundamental Psulim, that it requires Iber Tzura because the Chashash of Bizoy Kachim is so great.
They're going to always require your Birtsura, and then we're going to read all the way on the other end of the spectrum, plenty of Tanoim, who actually hold that everything is subject to Sreifa Miyad, even Psul Bailim. There are multiple Tanoim in that camp as well. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Nechemia, wrote it down, right, that they think that it's always Sreifa Miyad. But anyway, the two klalim that we're going with, there's no Sreifas Kadshim Yamtif, and number one and number two, we should assume that a Psul Guf is Sreifa Miyad, and we discussed different Svaros to justify that, versus a Psul Bailim, which is a din of Ibar Tzura. So din wa Bailim Moshem Be'esu, tu Bar Tzura, so Yisareif B'shisha, so Rabbi Yochanan Rokin Omer, Afza Yisareif Miyad, Lefish ain't lo ochlin. Like, once it's not any ochlin, so we translate that as a psul al guf. Fascinating. Okay, so Gemara says Vishlam etame ksiv v'abasar shir yigo v'chol tame lo yachel ba'ish yisarei v'le yod siminalan dechsiv hein lo huva es dam ela kodesh penima. This, of course, in the context of Nadav and Avihu. Amelo Moshe liyarin madu alo chaltam zechatas shem enichnas dam alifnai v'lifnim amelo lav amelo shem alchutz l'mechitzas ayatzisa. Samelo lav bekodesh hay samelo bekodesh hay sa vehem lahuva estamel ela kodesh pnima madu lo chalta mosa miklal di inafka inami ayol dama lifnim basreifahi. So if the blood had inappropriately been brought inside or had been yotze, so then it would be a basreifa. So yotze, lays like tame, it's considered to be a psul haguf. Bishlam and magali rachamana bekachim kalim kol chakem bekache kadoshim ela yotze shkachim kache kadoshim. Kachem kalimina lan vesu hadatanya lan mana vesu hadatanya lan dama nishvach dama yatza dama chutz klayim the kaimelan b'sreifa minalan. So we know all these things. Midah Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer about kodesh ba'eshti sareif limid al chatas, right? Kachem kadashim shesreifasa ba'kodesh. For the second straight night, it comes down to Gemara Gemiri La, a good review. What halacha did we determine? It was not based on any pasuk, not based on paderech, not based on lachem, not based on, you know, mei salav b'fesa pitom. Yesterday, what halacha did we determine is really a halacha l'moshe misinai. Nico?
Echad
b'sof ha'olam. Right, echad b'sof ha'olam yodeya. Right, according to Rabbeinu Chanan l'afuke.
Harug, sorry.
No, you got it, the harug. Because the harug knows, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nachi, suspiciously confusing. Okay. Anyway, v'chatas das da arin mishum ma'isa shaya kachayad. This is a story. Tana be Rabba Barvud amar afilu pigol tan di bertzura minalon yalif avon avon minosar. That nosar by definition is ibertzura. That's what nosar means, right? It's already waited over an extra night. So he darshins based on exereshav of avon minosar avono yisaw. So v'nilef avon mechatas da aron amelcha chatas da aron ki agavna nami ibertzura l'doros baya v'hasam ho raasha haisa. His enachanami, I always require ibertzura, and Aaron's case is a complete ho raasha. Because everything about that was a ho raasha. The entire discussion between Moshe and Aaron was predicated on the fact that, yeah, a Kohen Gadol can always be makriv onen. Generally speaking, a Kohen Gadol is not going to be ochel be'aninus, kal v'chomer for ma'aser sheni, right? Lo achalti ve'oni mimenu. But in terms of the special, you know, kad she'sha, so they were going to be subject to a different rule, right? So the kad she'sha meaning like the seer of Nachshon, or the seer that was miyuchad for, you know, that day, Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. But what Sa'ir was there? Ve'sir achataz darosh darash Moshe v'hinei soraf. What Sa'ir was there that's not kodesh shah? And therefore Aaron had every right not to eat it. He shouldn't have eaten it. We think, actually, there's going to be one day in this Gemara that says, oh, maybe Moshe, you know, thought it was okay not to eat it, or correct not to eat it, Vayishma Moshe Vayitabeinav, but he doesn't think they should actually have burned it. Avi?
Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, so the unbroken streak of 4 years continues. He's going to graduate with this intact. Okay, very good. Right, so the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is not Kadshei Shah, that's Kadshei Doro. So it's just a Hora Shah. So Hashem, you know, Kol Psulei Dekodesh. Bisrev lo shnat kachim kadosh lo shnat kachim kalim gemar gemirila ba kodesh reishi sarif lamali homi violation srefasa ba kodesh. That just means a separate halacha that when you do srefa it should be ba kodesh. Habasar asher yiga bechol tameh lo yachel ba eishi sarif lamali. How the gufe yitzrich salka de dechamina kol psula de kodesh kigon lon dama overnight nishbach dama yatsa dama nishchata balayla de bisrefa de lesneu bechulin. Aval nitma de bechulin ami mafsil emahol visavid beyuvdin de chol emalosi by Yisreva with his gile bekavura. Right, we're experts in minag nikbarin minan israfin. Right, minag nikbarin is just we don't want people to get hana. It's a takala. Right, the din sreifa. Reb Chaim says is a mitzvah bechefza. So kamash malan. So this is a very important line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, even though we started out with the assumption that Tame is going to be the classical case, that's going to be the obvious case, so to speak, of a psula guf, maybe Dafka Tame not, because there are only, if you look at this list, Lan Dama, Nishbach Dama, Yatzah Dama, Nishchata Balayla, right? Lisneu Bechulen. So what the Gemara is really working on is a fascinating havam, you know? That the din of Sreifa, when it comes to Kachim, is reserved for only those things that are Psulei Kachim. But if you took Chulin and it became Tameh, there's no Aveira associated with that, but you would say that maybe it's not subject to the din of Sreifa. Maybe Sreifa is reserved for the disappointment, as we spoke about before, we talked about this in Shir Yomi, we talked about it earlier in Bikias as well, that Sreifa is reserved, that when you're dealing with something with so much potential, and unfortunately, you know, you're not able to, you know, bring it to its tilah, so it goes up in flames. It's a very powerful statement. So something which is yashno bechulin, right, is, you know, the Havamina was, it didn't ever have that, you know, special quality to it. So the Havamina was, okay, so even if you have Kachim, which become Tame, that's Yeshno Bechulin, right? Tumah exists in the world of Chulin also, so maybe, you know, Midechulin, Ishma LeKachim, that you're not going to take Kachim Shenitmu and subject them to Sreifa. So Kamash Malan, but that's based on Xeris HaKasiv. You need a Pasuk, HaBasar Sheyiga B'chol Tame Lo Yechel Ba'eshi Sarif. So in my notes for myself, I actually then wanted to connect this to a few lines earlier. V'hasam Hora Shahaisa. According to the Daya that everything requires Iber Tzura, but the Chatas of Aaron was such a Hora Shah so that it was Sreifa Miyad, so what's that really saying? I think the Svara is as follows. Yom HaKamas HaMishkan was so phenomenal. It was so vital. The special opportunity of that day, right? Yom Chasunaso V'Yom Simchas Libo. Yom Chasunaso Zamay Medar Sinai. Yom Simchas Libo is Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. So on that day of all days, even if you hold that normally everything requires Iber Tzura before Sreifa, because of, you know, the Chashash of Bizoy Kachim, but the disappointment was so severe when it comes to the Chatas of Aaron because of the special timing. Ve'es Tzira Chatas Darosh Dorash Moshe V'hinei Soraf. There's no other outlet for it. You have to treat it b'sreifa miyad. It's a horasha. But it's not a random horasha. We're not just saying, okay, this is an exception to a rule. But it's hianosenes. The very ideal of sreifa b'kachim is because this should have been, you know, something elevated. Reach nichoach isha l'ashem. And your failure to bring it to an isha l'ashem. It's exactly what we said, frankly, at the outset tonight. Some things require busha. Failure to be careful in the world of Kachem is a busha. We have to be mivayish, somebody who engages when it's a kohen or a regular person. So when it comes to Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, that's only elevated. And so even if you require Iber Tzura, B'chol HaTorah Kula, So you'll say, here, there's no choice but to have Sreifa Miyad. The failure is so much greater. Okay. So Nidma by the Moshe Mesu, Tu Bar Tu Rasan. Gemara says, Amrav Yosef Machlokish and Nidmu by the Machas, because it's Chazi Basu Lachilo, and Nidmu by the Mifnei Zerika. Dilo is Chazi Basu Lachilo, Divrei HaKol Yisareif Miyad. If it was never at any point Chazi Lachilo, because the time you got to Zerika, the Bailim weren't there, so Sreifa Miyad. I mean, that sounds like it's a din of relating to the absence of Bailim as almost a Psula Guf. So Mesu Zeya Klal, the Gemara is a little bit upset. Kol Shep Psula Guf, Ogo Yisarif Miyad, Bidam Bailim, Tu Bar Tzu Raso, Vietzi the Beis HaSreifa, Ktani Bailim Dum Adam, Ma Adam the Nezrika, Bailim Nifnei Zerbika, Elo Yitmar Hachi Yitmar, Machoke, Shinimu Bailim Nifnei Zerbika, If you got through the entire Zerika, the Ikar Karban, the Ritzoi, and only then Tomas Habaylim, the Ischazi Basar Lachila, the Reakol Psula Machmas Davar Acher, by Ibor Tzura. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afla Acher Zerika Nami Machlokas. Not so fast. Azar Rabbi Yochanan time, and then Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, Rabbi Nechamia, Amr Davar Echad, Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, and Hado Amaran, Rabbi Nechamia Mahi, Rabbi Nechamia Omer, Rabbi Pnei Aninos Nisr Fazo. No. The fact that Aaron's Chatas was Nisraf had nothing to do with Toma. It was because of the Aninos. A Kohen Gadol can be Makriv Baninos, but a Kohen Gadol has no right to be Ochel Baninos. And if he can't be Ochel Baninos, so what are we really talking about? Lo Chazi La'achila. There's no possible outlet here. And then we do Sreifa Miyad. The Kach Nemar, Ka'ela, specifically Ka'ela. V'ha'aninos, Kel'achar Zerika Havya. It's, right, this Aninos is like, the Bailim, losing their status after Zerika. V'chi istarof la'alter nistarf. And yet the Sreifa happened right away. So we have all these shitas in the Tanaim. I foreshadow this. Rabbi Yochanan broke it, or Rabbi Nechemya, etc. Who hold that Sreifa miyad, even in a case of a psul machmas davar acher. This isn't a psul haguf. Okay. I wanted to show you a Rashi here. Rashi says, "Hanila skul achar zrika. He shafilu mesu nada ve'aviu lifnei zrika. Ina zrika nipsalas b'kach. T'chatas lo dami lepesach di'ikaro lachila. Had it been a korban pesach, right, the absence of the chabura would have fundamentally undermined the zrika. Di'ilu chatas lo chayshina na'ochlin didad lechapara asya ve'akol Yisrael shahayu reuyin." Okay. V'im yibnei shikrivu abaninos v'nifsla, so the onin sh'avar chilel, right? Lo hev yotim hikrivu akim aron atzmo, v'kamelan kohen gadol makriv onin. So basically, Rashi is reaffirming something that we've seen many times in many different iterations, right? That, the Karban Pesach would have been unique in this regard, because of the Karban Pesach, by the time you did Zerika, there was nobody left who wasn't baninos, so that would have, ruined things right away. But the Karban Chatas, which really exists for Kapara, so you go ahead with the Zerika, you're Ki'ilu Mis'alem from the Achila component, and then afterwards it's subject to the Din of Sreifa Miyad. Okay, because according to these Shitos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Nechemya, they don't need the Psulu to be Bingufo, they could accept the Psul Machmas Davar Acher. If you don't mind, just with your permission, I wanted to show you, I made a notation for myself, another line in Rashi. So Rashi, just before that Rashi, of Hachi Garcina, in the previous line, when Aaron says to Moshe, Vatikrena osi ka'ela hayitav b'enei Hashem, so the pshat is, of course, this double avelos of my sons, Kamalei Aaron l'Moshe, kach ani b'eneecha, sheni mevaze kadshe kadashim,
it's a beautiful line. That even if I had been tormented, even beyond my torment now, I would never be mevaze kadshe shamayim. And if I burnt this, it's because that was the correct thing to do.
Hayitav be'enei Hashem. A very powerful line. So Rabbi Mosif, Av Rabbi Yosef Aglili Tani, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Kolin Nikula Eino Medaber Leparim Anisrafim Nisimra Nisrafim. Right, so the special halacha of Parim Anisrafim Nisimra Nisrafim, they're Nisraf Michutz LaMachane, Lisrof Psulei Hamabes Habira, V'litein Lo Tasei Al Achilasan. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili just interprets this completely differently. Right, and he says, you know, there's a special halacha that we need to learn, because when it comes to the parim hanisrafim, the sirim hanisrafim, generally speaking, if everything goes right, where are they nisraf michutz lamachana? It'd be very ironic to make the cases where something goes wrong and you need to do sreifa because there was a failure, that should be lifnei habira meatzei amaracha. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that gufa is what we need to learn. Rashi, ba'akasav landacha shetisrefena beveis habira, v'lo chutz l'shalosh machanos kimitzvasa, v'litein lo sasei al achilasa. Pasuk says, v'sarafu so al etzim ba'esh. Yeah. So that's an irony. The srefas psulei parem hanisrafin, v'siren hanisrafin, is bifnim. Right? Normally, we would say, oh, we make you do Srefa Bifnim, so you come into the Beis HaMikdash, Kedei Levayshan, to watch your Kachim go up in flames. Not the flames of the Atzei Hamaracha on the Mizbeach, right? But watch what you destroyed. So you need a special Deres HaKasav to say, even if you wouldn't actually have been able to put it, you know, on the Mizbeach, because the Srefa normally takes place outside. So Amr Lo, they said to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Chachamim, Chata, Shenechon Zdam Livnai, Livnai Minayin, Amr Lehem, Hein Lehuva Zdam Ela Kodesh Benima, Michlal Dinafik, I, Nami Ayel Dama, Bitzreifa, Rabbi Yochanan Sever, Dam Ubasar Chadam Ilsehi, right, that's all considered Psul HaGuf, he maintains his Shita, Bailim Milsa Acharisihi, Rashi says, Dam Ubasar Chadam Ilsehi, Vahavle Psul HaBegufo, Kilo Nitma Basar Atzmo, but Bailim is considered Psul Machmas Dvaracher, and Psul Machmas Dvaracher, again, according to Ishita, not according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, not according to Rabbi Nechemia, but Psul Machmas Dvaracher is going to require Iber Sura. Tosvos, going back to Amid Beis for a second, Aval Nitma Dise Bechulin, says, Im Tomar Benelev Kalvachomer Mitruma Dabois Srefa, we know that Truma, right, Chenitmes, requires Srefa, right, from the first parak, no less. Yeshom Medika the Mifrach Malat Truma Dasura Lazarim Tomar Bekachim Kalim Deshari. So Rashba is a really interesting line. Not in every respect is Truma Kal relative to the Chamor of Kachim. Now, generally speaking, that's true. Shlishi Betruma, Revi Bekachim. So let's try to analyze this Tosos. I mean, this Tosos is a little bit difficult, right? This Tosos is basically saying that the fact that Truma is Asr Lazarim is prevents you from darshaning this Kal v'chomer. Why would you choose one isolated halacha? In 99 out of 100 areas, Kachim is more chomer than Truma. So I think Tosis is saying something very important. I know Tosis is saying something very important, but hopefully I understand it. Which is the following. What is the din of Srefa by Truma Shenitmeis? What is the din of Srefa by Kachin? So as I've been suggesting, the din of Srefa, as it relates to Kachin, is the missed opportunity. That's why there's Busha. You don't overdo it. But what should have gone up to bin Achilas Mizbeach, you destroyed. Bipshia. And sometimes Sreifa Miyad. We suggested earlier this year that when it's Psul Guf and not Psul Machmas Davar Acher, either there's no real Chashash of Bizui Kachim, or it doesn't have the same fundamental status as Kachim. Okay. So I think Tosos looked at that and said, the Mechayiv is taking something which is so fundamentally rarefied, consecrated,
and allowing it to become denigrated. And comes the Rashbah and he says, this correlates in a very specific sense to how restricted this element is. In other words, if it's something which exists in the world of Zarim outside of the Mikdash, so, okay, it could theoretically, and it does, Kachim Kalim, as we said, do have a din of Sreifa, but you can't say that there's a Kavachomer, because Truma, which is not Nechal Zarim, which is restricted to the world of Kohanim, you could have imagined a halachic universe where you say it's Truma, which is an Isser Misa Bidei Shamayim for a Zar to eat, which is so firmly rooted in the world of Kahuna, right? Just learned the last parak of Kiddushin, Asar Yochsin, right? Malin the Truma. So that is a Din Sreifa, because it's so rarefied. Isser Misa Bidei Shamayim for a Zar. But Kachim Kalim? Kachim Kalim. So Tosa says that breaks the Kal Vachomer, the Inyan Zeh, the Inyan Sreifa. Because Sreifa is about something which is so rarefied, so endemic to the world of Mikdash and Kahuna, that the failure to bring it to its proper outlet is like unforgivable. That's how I want to learn. Now, if that's true, again, I think that ties in, and this is good chazara, with everything that we said before. That was why dafka there was a havamina that lan dama, yatsa dama, nishbach dama, nishchata balayla, all of those things require a sreifa. But nitma, isneihu bechulin. Basically, Tosus is saying that. Isneihu bizarim, kachim kalim. And so maybe it's not so obvious that there should be a din sreifa. Remember, that was the havamina gemara. You need a special pasuk to tell you, habasar, sure you go bechol tamei, ba'eshi sarif. Okay. Just take a quick look. Just to review a quick critical point, Tosa said, raised love bezden masna lehem. Even according to the Manda Amar, that there's limits to that. Everybody agrees that that is not a problem when it comes to Kedushas Hadamim. We'll even allow Lev Bezdin to be Masna for the people who are very stingy, because we're concerned about the graver Averos, right? So La Tzila Me Averos Chamuros of Nosar, they're not going to burn it, because there are, you know, Chas on their Atzei Maracha, their Eitzim rather. So that's an important point. We talked about potential machlokas between Rashi and Tosos about what the Shar HaMizrach was, right? Tosos thinks that we're talking about the Shar of the Ezros Nashim. Rashi says that we're talking about the Har HaBayis itself. It correlates to a more classical interpretation of Machana Leviya. The general klal is Kol Shepsula Begufo is a Din Sreifa Miyad. Psul Machmas Davar Acher is Ibert Tzura. But we saw shitos that deviate from that in both directions. Shitos that will say, even for pigul or no pigul and you know tame, there's going to be a need for ibur tzura. In the other direction, Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who will say sreifa miyad basically for everything, even if it's psul machmas davar acher. And then a beautiful line that we saw in Rashi, Vatikrano si ka'ela hayitav b'nei Hashem. Aaron says, you know, Chayla v'chayla, even if much worse had happened to me, I still would have been, you know, unwilling ever to be Mevazeh Kadshei Shemayim, spoken like a true Kohen Gadol. Okay.